Hey, After Buzzers, we're talking Season 1, Episode 5, What Would Vesus Do? We're talking about keys. Keys to communication, keys to friendship, and keys to getting that ring and keeping it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, what a coincidence. We're talking keys and the song about having keys is on. Happy Halloween, After Buzz TV coming at ya. So excited to talk tonight on that ghostly, ghouly evening. I am Anna Nicole Smith, channeling that is right now, but usually I'm Heather Yared. You can find me at Twitter, at Instagram, at Heather Yared, at All Day. And to my left, I have two lovely co-hosts. Talk to me, ladies.
And I am Dominique Price, your favorite host. You can find me on social media at DominiquePESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Well, so I guess, Dom, you're an ESQ tonight, huh? Is that what you are? Are you coming as your... Oh, no. You're in full form. You're in full form tonight. The lawyer in you is coming out.
She's here.
Yes, I love it. Is that a cashmere sweater there?
It might be.
Oh, gosh. It's just talking to me live.
Ooh. Touching me?
Yeah, okay, yes.
No, I'm touching.
Good. And I'm going to like it. So let's talk about talking, because we had a lot of talking go on during this WAGS episode 5, What Would Vesus Do?
Can we talk about how I hated the title for this episode?
Yeah. Tell me more.
I hate it. I don't know if it's just the, you know, church girl in me. I just always feel like you shouldn't play around with God or Jesus. And it bothers me that I feel like she's mocking. I know that it's probably out of all fun and I'm taking it way too seriously, but I think it's just a little tacky.
No, I feel the same.
So yeah. You're telling me that Vanessa calling herself the second coming.
Yeah,
to,
I don't like it when Kanye does it either.
To all WAGS. That offends you.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm grieved.
It's more like just wrong, I feel. And I don't really think that I even should justify it. Right. Like, it's just, I just think it's wrong to put your name in a high up. Jesus, right. You just don't do that.
And then if we're just being real, you're not the best WAG out there. So you should probably
Well, I mean, I guess that's all based on your personal opinion, right?
Well, I do believe everyone should have very high self-esteem.
Sure.
And they should have tremendous amounts of confidence in self.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's when you kind of take it over the level.
When you give yourself that Vesus to Jesus connection.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty creative that she used the V. I mean, personally, I was about to intro with, we got Yeezus, Vesus, and maybe we got a little bit of Jesus up in here tonight. And maybe I should have led with that, because y'all ladies are bringing that to the table right now. Thank you for sharing that. I'm very sorry that offended you. And if there's anything we can all talk about afterwards to kind of get you clear, I'll get curious if you will make it happen.
That's it.
They're
not paying my bills. I can't be too grieved about it. Like, I don't really care.
Well, speaking of that, that is one good thing that Vanessa brings up in this episode, right? That every WAG, hell, every woman for that matter, should be able to have a backup plan and have something to stand on when there is not a man.
Yeah.
We see her get featured in, was it Lifestyle Magazine?
Some kind of magazine.
Yeah, something like that. And she's basically being epitomized as the Wonder Woman of WAGS in general. What did you guys think about that?
I don't think that's why they asked her to be in the magazine.
That's what they said in the show tonight. They go, be Wonder Woman. She's like, be myself.
Okay.
So that's why I'm bringing it up in that regard, Miss ESQ over here.
I'm just trying to be clear for the people out there in AfterBuzz land. Like, it seemed like it was more so along the lines for the actual business that she runs, which is like a concierge service for luxury items, which I think is superb. I'm all about going to a different city and wanting to know, like, where can I get XYZ from? So I think it's an actual, like, really cool business. So big ups to Vanessa on that front. But I think she slayed her photo shoot. I, you know, actually meant yesterday to actually go online and actually pull up the article because I actually wanted to read it. But of course, I couldn't remember what the name of the doggone magazine was.
Oh, well.
I think it was great. I love seeing women that are what I call, again, self-successful, mm-hmm. that can stand on their own two feet. And I do believe that is what keeps her and Michael together and together closely, no matter what the, you know, contrary to belief in what is said. On these episodes, there is a dynamic between them. I think he's keeping himself far removed on purpose, doesn't want to be a part of the show. It was great to see Philip be a part of the show, and I want to get to that in a minute. But whatever she's doing it right. And there was a lot of women empowerment on this episode that I can't wait to talk about. So let's jump in real quick.
Do we really want to say it's right if she's been in this relationship for 8 years and there's no lifetime commitment that's been made?
Well, okay, we can jump right to that. That's fine. You can kind of lead this ship for a little bit.
No, I'm not trying to lead the ship.
No, it's okay if you want to talk about lifetime commitments.
You made a point, and I just was like following it. Like, okay, if she's like the epitome of like relationships as far as the show goes, like, is that not a logical next question?
Are you speaking in context or what I just said about?
What you just said.
Okay, so I'm talking about her success and her self-cess in general and her relationship, him staying out of it, and them working out well, being together for that long. So do I think that it's okay that they've been together so long and they don't have a lifetime commitment? I love that question. And I will answer it with yes, I believe that it's okay for them. Would I think it's okay for me? No. I would not stay. I don't have a time frame that I put on it. I tend to work fast. The last man I had a ring fitted on my finger for, the only, not the last, that sounds interesting. The only one, it was about in a matter of 3 months. When you know, you know. I think that these gentlemen, athletes in general, from what I've seen in this season as well as other seasons, they operate on a different flow. It has a lot to do with what I think Darnell referenced in this episode, mm-hmm. which is Rashad being all about the money, and that money that he has now bringing him happiness. Mm-hmm. I believe that their age, that money comes a lot, comes quick, as do the women. That influences them not being together. I can't say that it's not a good thing that they are where they are after 8 years with no ring, because as Alexis, the woman who mm-hmm. so kindly helped Darnell this episode, said, shut up, rings are not few and far between. So that is all I keep seeing in society today. Yeah. So hell no, F that ring. I'd rather have his heart. And I do believe Vanessa has Mike's heart.
Mm, well, thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Heather Yarity SQ. messing with you. Not really, though. So on that note, I want to hear what you think. Obviously, you're feeling some type of way about that.
I don't feel some kind of way. I just think that it really just depends on what our definition of a successful relationship
is. And what is yours.
And so, we, like you mentioned, it may not work for you, but it must work for her because she's been doing it for 8 years. We all have different definitions of what successful relationships are. To me, I think there's nothing wrong with dating someone for an extended amount of time, but I don't, for me, I feel like the end goal in a relationship should be a lifelong commitment, and it should be, you know, marriage and family, because that's what I personally believe in. So for me, looking at a woman who's been in a relationship with children for 8 years, to me, isn't a successful relationship, because to me, that shows that there is a breakdown somewhere. Unless you two have decided that marriage is off the table and being life partners is your goal, then I don't think it's a successful relationship. Because like you just said, when you know, you know. There's a breakdown somewhere. Either you aren't comfortable somewhere in this relationship to actually get to the point of marriage, or that's just never going to be on the table for this relationship. And I think what grieves me, because I guess that's my word for the night, is that a lot of women stay in these long-term relationships. I know we're going to talk about Darnell in a little bit, being with Rashad for 4 years and just now getting a shut-up ring. I just feel like we kind of have to put our feet down and just kind of say, like, hey, this isn't okay with me. Like, just being in, and I feel like Vanessa's alluded to wanting a ring, wanting to get married. You know, Mike had a dream. You know, and you know, we joked last week that it was probably because he was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like women shouldn't just go with the status quo because they're athletes, because they get money easily. I just feel like it's an excuse.
Yeah, and I don't think she's doing that at all. I truly believe the reason she's waiting, and I'm only speaking for her, and I am speaking for her in this moment. Not that she's my friend or that I've ever talked to her, but I love you, girl. That to me has something directly to do with her success. If
my business was where it was, and excuse me, where hers is currently, and I was in that power position, I cannot tell you 100%, even though I do want a partner, I can't tell you that I would be worried in one way, shape, or form about getting a ring. I would be happy to have my boyfriend, my fiance, my partner there, and I would want to keep getting my money, because I know that some men, most men, there is this when you get into that relationship with that ring, which means, like, I'm going to let you go so far unless there's open dialogue about it. And even if there's not that, women in society today, the way we are conditioned, there is a feeling of guilt that comes along with having that success once you're married, because we have that thought in the back of our heads, what about children? What about this? What about that? Should I be going out there grinding, getting the money? That's a subconscious thing that even I, being a coach, can own and say, I can't guarantee that that wouldn't be in the back of my mind while I was successful. Her relationship with him, my opinion, my perspective, what I've seen from the show, is based purely off of her success. That is why they are not having those rings on their finger. Ashley, on the other hand, is different. Darnell's different. We see Philip finally step up tonight after some pressure from mom and talk about those things. Hers, again, I think is completely different, because we know she's been begging for that ring and throwing bones all week long. Every week that we see, she's ready for that ring. Mm-hmm. They're going to the Atlanta, right? It was Atlanta to see her family.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because she has drill.
Oh, drill. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And seeing her family. Her brother, by the way, looks exactly like
her. Yeah, kind of creepy.
And the dad, though. Yeah. I was looking at her dad, too.
Very strong genes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm saying her and her brother could be twins.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, I had to take a double take. Did he have long hair, too?
It looked like dreads, but I couldn't. They didn't do, like, a real close-up on him, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. What was more interesting is the way the mother brought up the ring. Thoughts on that?
Well, sometimes, you know, mom's got to push.
Sometimes. What would you do if your mom pushed like that?
I'd tell her to shut up.
Yeah! What about you?
Well, for me, I don't think that would happen. But in this case, you know, yeah, just she's got it under control. She's, you know, done her thing, laid her groundwork. She knows what she's doing. So mom needs to step back a little bit.
I would have flipped out on my daughter. But I love their relationship. The fact that Ashley was like, oh, ain't that something? Wow. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? You seen those movies when someone gets on one knee in the cookout? I admired that. Yeah. I was like, please. I was like, where's that for
she
me?
She made light of it.
I loved it. And she's he handled it beautifully. Yes, he handled it so beautifully.
Maybe it wasn't his first time handling it.
Oh, you know it wasn't. You know, in 8 years, right?
In eight years.
It was so gracious. So I'm like, he's cute.
He's so cute.
Yes.
He's so cute.
He has definitely been my favorite of the guys thus far.
Sure. He's just very open, very there. His explanation to her dad.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was sitting there just like, oh yes. it was so on point. Like, and I loved even her dad's response. Like, if you're not ready, just because you're having a child doesn't mean that you should rush into actually getting married. Like, they were able to mature together and grow together. And now he's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm at that place where I'm like, okay, let me put a ring on it, because this girl, one, is getting restless because she's made her intention clear.
And the family's upset.
And the family's upset. And you could tell that, you know, Ashley comes from a very strong, like, family background. And I think the way she was raised to have a child before marriage just wasn't acceptable. And I think, you know, her dad alluded to that today. But I loved how he was gracious enough to say, but we love you. You know, you're already, you know, a son in our eyes. And I'm just like, I can't wait till I have that. Like, yeah, you definitely have to ask for dad's permission.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Always. It was good. And he broke his balls. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
He's like, what took you so long? But at the same time said, I've been waiting to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. That was the shifting point.
Yeah.
And he said yes. Mm-hmm. He said yes in that to get everything to move forward.
Yes.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it.
And the ring shopping.
Yeah.
Later.
Yes, yes. Now, we have something happening completely opposite with Darnell and Rashad. I want to talk a little bit about Darnell's lunch with Alexis. Alexis being an agent of athletes, knowing the way the men work and so forth, really had took a moment to empower Darnell. In that moment, I had two feelings. One, where the hell are my girlfriends that are listening to my business and are like, do you want me to help you? I got connections.
Yeah, in a minute. In a minute.
I would do that if I was in that position, but I'm not right now financially. But what... hello, Alexis, I have a great business that
I'd love to get. Right, your... Alexis, give us all a call. Yeah.
Seriously, Alexis, we need you.
Not only did she encourage her, I love that she busted her balls at the same time. She was like, what do you have to fall back on?
Yes.
Like, I love that she was able to kind of, like, love on her, but also get her straight at the same time, because it's like, you're 9 times out of 10 still with this guy because of the security.
Mm-hmm. She called her.
Yeah, yes. She called real, her out. Right. And I feel like real friends do that. They right. not only encourage you when you need it, but they're willing to, like, squeeze on you a little bit. I'm like, girl, get it together.
Yes.
It's like, you're going to constantly be in this cycle if you don't have your own. And that may also allow him to look at you differently if you do are more independent. I loved how Darnell, during the little scene outside of the club, how she was saying, you know, what Rashad has been trying to instill in their daughter about a woman being independent and having her own and being strong, smart, and beautiful. And I think it's causing her to kind of look at herself and be like, wow, I want to be that for mm-hmm. a daughter as well, which I think every woman should, you know, strive to do.
Right.
Absolutely.
Real friends with real solutions. She just
Amen.
Knew. And it's one thing if you have a girl saying, oh, well, you should really have your own thing going on, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, let me help you.
Right.
Yeah. I will be there for
Loved
you.
It. Loved it.
And I think that obviously more people need that, but
more women need right. to help women,
and also mm-hmm. vice versa, and be able to be that open. And, you know, Darnell just broke down and she needed that. I feel like she just needed to not hold it all mm-hmm. in and say, you're right, I'm smarter than this.
She received. I yes. like that you just mentioned that. What you just brought up is, I'm going to read between the lines a little bit, but she received. It caused her to break down a little bit, which was amazing. She owned it. She knew it was time to go. And when she heard shut up ring, I mean,
me too, and I don't even have one, but I mean, like, that was hard, like, here, and I'm not even in that situation, but a lot of people, I feel like, have those shut up rings.
Oh, I would say, like, 70%.
It's so sad. 70%. So sad.
Yeah, I was in a coaching session yesterday, and a gentleman was telling me he's now 57, and he was saying two women, two marriages, two divorces, and both times he was that ring to just kind of quiet those things down, because he felt, again, society, that's what he was supposed to do because they had been together for that long.
I don't think that's right. I think that there is some respect level, though. You need to have a talk, and the woman should respect the man, and the man should respect the woman, and each wish. And if you don't have the same goals, then that's when you stop it, not later on.
People don't do that.
3 years
too afraid.
Later, men are not going to change. Women are not going to change. I'm someone that's not interested in marriage and kids, so I don't have a timeline.
Love that.
So I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but that's just me. Mm-hmm. If there's a man who says, no, I want kids, I want a family and a life like that, then that's okay.
Yeah.
Then we separate at that point. You know?
Sure. Absolutely. So I'm curious. Do you guys believe she has a shut up ring on her finger? I want to hear both y'all's
Darnell.
Opinions.
Yeah. I don't know the situation, but from what I see, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You okay? What about you? And she knows we're on a talk show. She knows this isn't us judging her. This is our job to give opinions.
It's not a matter of judging. Yeah. I think it's kind of a little bit what you said, Jen, about not knowing their full situation. But from what I see, anytime he's featured on the show, or even if it's just a glimpse, I see a really sad soul. Like, something within him isn't allowing him to fully commit to her. And that's the sad part. Like, I do, from what I see, I do feel like he really loves her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what's going on with him personally, but I feel like there's something that he needs to work through before he can be the man that he wants to be for her.
Agreed.
She mentioned something about his age, mm-hmm. and again, that his money is getting him that happiness now. I slightly disagree with both of you. A part of me doesn't think she has a shut-up ring on her finger. I just don't. I do believe it's his age. I believe that it obviously has to do with the money. He knows he has a good girl, like mm-hmm. you said. Shut-up ring, I think what we're seeing is him not wanting to be a part of this show. My belief is that she independently said yes to this show. He probably said absolutely not trying to get involved. And what we see is a man who's really bobbing and weaving, trying to get out from under the light. And if anything, I believe the ring was sincere. It's this show that is now causing the rift. That's my perspective. Not sure where it's going to go.
I think when I'm saying there's something there, maybe that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Something just seems off, and I don't think it's necessarily a loss of love to her or that he doesn't want to marry her. So I think I would agree with that.
Yeah. Well, also, when there's a change in lifestyle, too, you know, just seeing the other side, I mean, Darnell said we were happiest when we were in a small apartment and we didn't have much, you know, at all, but we had each other. And then now he got signed. Then he got all this money and all these, you know, all these things happening. You don't know what's happening there, but a lot of times shifts in situations could happen, shift in relationships.
Right, but let's go back to the first episode when they had that little scene where they were house hunting. He was beaming. He looked so excited. You have not seen that same light on him since episode one.
Communication is key. We talked about this when we opened the show. Do either of you think that potentially what's happening right now is Darnell getting the cold feet, projecting the past? And, for example, in the kitchen when she got back from New York, he hasn't asked me how my trip is. I mean, I have tons of guy friends and knowing men. They literally have said, like, it's not in my nature to say, hey, babe, how was your trip doing? Do either of you believe, what is your opinion on her not bringing it up? Because maybe if she were to just say, hey, babe, let me tell you all about New York, just free-spirited, free, open eyes, open heart, open mind, he would be receptive. So what I'm asking, since I stacked my questions, is that, because I did, what I'm asking is, what part of you believes that it's actually him pulling back? What part of you believes that it's Darnell projecting the past and actually causing this gap in communication, if at all?
I personally think it's a little bit of both. I think he had already begun to pull back, and I think she's noticing it, and instead of, like, sitting him down and really talking about it, she's projecting a lot of her feelings on him, which is probably causing him to walk the other way, because he's like, I don't need to do this with you.
Maybe it was the engagement, him canceling the engagement party from that dumb
moment.
Her whole attitude shifted,
and I don't feel like she's kind of taking a step back to understand his perspective. And I think that's so, so, so key in relationships. Mm-hmm. It's not just about what you're feeling in this moment. It's about understanding what your partner could be feeling at the same time. And then sitting down and actually talking.
Because that's the tricky part.
The episode where they showed him basically kind of shutting down the whole big party situation, that if she listened to what he said, he wasn't saying no to the party, but he was saying, boo, bring that down a scale and let it just be intimate, close friends and family. She heard something totally different. This is another reason why I'm a huge proponent of couples, regardless of if there being an issue, I think you should have a therapist that you regularly see.
A coach.
Whatever you call it.
Someone to talk to. You need to have
someone in the relationship, because sometimes it's hard for you to see the other's perspective, and you need help talking that through. So hopefully, I do think they have a great family unit. I hope they're not willing to, like, just, you know, walk away, but I hope they kind of, like, work on it, because I think they both might miss out on something great.
Yes.
I have just such a weird perspective on a lot of things, because maybe a princess perspective. I just think that anyone that you're with should 100% just be all about you and love you so much that it's like, okay, yeah, no, how was your trip? Like, I'm genuinely interested. If someone's not genuinely interested, why are you even together? Like, for me, if a guy didn't ask me, it's like, well, then why don't you care? If I don't ask a guy, I probably don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. Great. So if I'm asking someone, I do care for you. So that is a red flag. I think that there's a lot of red flags there and little things that stack on top of each other to then have this big blow up, like what happened in the end. So there's a lot there and a lot I could say, but I just, for that little bit, that's my opinion on it.
Great. Definitely two different perspectives that make total sense, which is where I think Ashley and Philip are on a whole nother level. I love that she just keeps pushing it. Ring, 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 ring. He knows, he's aware it's a joking thing now, but at least she's owning it. That's one thing she does very well.
He knows her and he accepts her.
Yes.
There you go. And then they're together.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yes, yes. And Philip, you let her eat all the donuts and chicken wings and everything she wants.
Yes!
I think she's a size zero, just like Dom here. On that note,
those girls live longer.
Unfortunately, I don't know if Darnell's clothes are going to work out for you. I made special note in my notes that she was looking for curvy, tall girls.
I am curvy. Thank you very much.
You are gorgeous.
I am the leanest curvy girl you will ever find.
I had to say that.
Thank you.
I was like, what a shame. You ain't going to be able to wear those clothes.
Nobody's business.
And we're 5 foot. So, I mean, let's get the tears out.
You know, again, coming from communication, Vanessa, Matisha. Mm. I want to talk about that for a little bit. A lot of girl power and girl friendships are the theme here. Loyalty. Matisha coming to Vanessa, I was very surprised when she literally said, I want you to give her another... Two things. One, I want you to give her another chance. She's misunderstood. I can relate to that. I feel that often. I just had that happen this weekend at my best friend's wedding. I was getting my straps fixed and my dress. I wasn't facing the beautiful young lady who was in the wedding party, who was pouring me a glass of wine. She asked me what color I wanted. I told her. She poured two of the same, white and red, in the same cup. I got sick on that 10 years ago.
White and red together?
Yeah, and she was like, oh, and I'm like, I might not drink it. She runs upstairs bawling, crying, telling the bride, like, she scoffed at me, she did it. And so again, I was like yelling at Ashley because my fat wasn't fitting into my dress, but the girl, you know, she took that personal. There's that misunderstood. I feel like I'm always misunderstood. So when Matisha brought that up about Hentia, I was like, okay, I get that. Then she put, I mean, Matisha's a good salesperson because she started pulling on those heartstrings.
Yes, she did.
Maybe you could be her beacon of light. Maybe you could be her beacon of hope.
I was laughing so hard at that part because I was like, if that wasn't the best manipulation I'd ever seen in my life,
yeah.
It was just like, you go, girl, because she had it down. She was like, I know how to appeal to your nature. You feel so highly of yourself that if I throw that in there about you being able to mentor her or show her a way, you're going to eat it up. And that's exactly what we've seen. Like, as soon as she laid that down, because at first her face was stone cold. She wasn't having it. She threw that little bait out there and she was all over it.
For me, I was looking at it like, my reaction would just be like, why? Why do I even need to give her the time of day? So, that was perfect that she catered to her nature and knew exactly what to say to her, because for me, I'd be like, what? I never want to see that girl again.
Do you think that Matisha was playing then? Do you think she literally manipulated that scenario to get her to say yes?
Well,
she wants them to get along, of course.
And she knew that. Oh, damn, that's good. I thought I was good. I don't think I would have been able to do that.
She's good.
That showed me something.
That's what I teach.
Yes.
Like, well, that's business 101. Like, you have to understand your audience. And so what I may need to sell you a product isn't the same thing that I would need to sell Jen a product. And I have to understand how to talk to both of you. And I think that's exactly what Matisha did.
I need that.
I feel like Hentia was... would not have appreciated that. In hindsight, if she saw this, I'm curious, Hentia, what you thought of that. Because I know my girlfriends, like when I told my girlfriends what happened this weekend, they were like, yeah, you can go tell that bitch that you'll spit that wine in her face. And I'm like, no, I would never do that. Like, ever. But they were like, you know, be very blunt, be bold. Like, I don't need anybody to be my beacon. So I was very taken back that she used that card, but it worked. It didn't seem like it worked so well, though, when Hentia and Vanessa sat down. Vanessa was closed off.
Well, here's my thing. I feel like when you decide to sit down to have a conversation with someone who you know has wronged you, 9 times out of 10, if they call the meeting, it's to apologize. And so I feel like if, minus Hinch's story that she told her at the very beginning, if Vanessa knew that she was going to go there and shut that girl down, she shouldn't have accepted the lunch. That's my take on it. Because I feel like you went then to kind of rub it in that you weren't going to accept her apology, knowing that that's probably what the meeting was for. I thought it was interesting, though, that once Hentia opened herself up to tell her background, then she was willing to forgive her. That really bothered me for some reason. I felt like if you're going to forgive me after I've given you a sincere apology, forgive me. But if I have to tell you my story in order for you to forgive me, I feel like it's not really genuine. It's more of a pity. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you went through that. I'm going to forgive you because you've had a hard life.
That's exactly what happened.
And it really pissed me off.
But yeah, that's exactly what happened. Did you think that Hentia did that on purpose to get her pity?
No, I think she
had a moment. I think Hentia just really wanted to be heard and felt.
Okay.
And with that, it's interesting you say that. Claudia had to tell her story to Darnell to get Darnell to actually apologize as well. This is a very interesting dynamic right here. Vulnerability. So again, as a coach, when I started, the feedback from my clients was, you need to share more stories. And I was like, I don't believe that I need to tell you my sob stories in order to, and I did not say it like this, in order to relate. I'm still, you know, I'm still empowering people to move forward in their life, achieve their self-success. Why me being abused, me being broke, me going through this and that, sexually assaulted, blah, blah, blah. How would that make you believe that I'm any more capable as a coach to empower you?
What I've realized is that there, although I'm saying like, okay, it pissed me off that she had to be this transparent for in order for Vanessa to forgive her, I truly do believe that there does have to be a level of transparency and just authentic nature when dealing with individuals. But I don't think you should use it as a manipulation tactic to get something from someone. So I feel like in my business coaching, I am very sincere and I let people know when I first started my business, it was in shambles because I didn't plan properly. I think you need to know that because you're doing the exact same thing and I want to help you avoid that. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm not doing it because I want your business. I'm doing it because I don't want you to hit that same pitfall. So I think my intention for doing it is differently. But if I'm telling you that story just because I want you to buy my products, I feel like I'm not doing it with the right heart.
And you're correlating the two here. What you're saying is you believe that sharing of the story was literally that desperation of like, please give me a chance because right now you're spitting on me versus here's my story. Let me just help, I guess, push this relationship forward type of thing. Can totally see that. She was stonewalled until she felt that pity and then moved forward and it was a guilt feeling. I don't think Vanessa has any interest in being good friends with Matisha or Hinch. She literally believes that they're trash.
Yeah.
That is very clear here.
Yeah.
And one thing I do like about it is at least she owns it. Mm-hmm. Like she said, I don't want to hear your perspective. Yeah. I don't want to hear what you have to say. You don't exist in my world type of thing.
And I think at that point I would have said, well, thank you so much for allowing me the time to at least try and apologize. And, you know, let me
respectfully
pay for this.
Let me
pay for this meal.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to cross paths anymore.
Yeah.
Because to me, I feel like her approach to Hinsha would have, at least for me, stopped me in my tracks of wanting to go forward with her because of her attitude towards her. And maybe it's because I'm a very forgiving person by nature and I feel like people make mistakes. We're human and you shouldn't just cut them off after one mistake, you know? I did feel like I understood Vanessa a little bit more when she shared the story about how she had a false accusation before and how it nearly messed up her relationship had she not have, like, you know, done her due diligence to figure out that it was false information. So I feel like if from jump Vanessa would have said that at the restaurant when Hinsha tried to say something to her, all of the chaos honestly would have been
minimized.
And I feel like you brought up a point about being vulnerable. I think if we are more vulnerable, not only in our friendships, but in our relationships as a whole, we would avoid a lot of the pitfalls that we encounter. Because I'm not letting you know my true desires or the true me, there are going to be hiccups in our relationship because you don't know that the reason why I do XYZ is because I had this hardship in my life. But now that you know that because I've shared it, you're going to approach me in situations between us totally differently.
See, so you picked up on that core theme of every question I asked you all. We see it with Darnell and Rashad. She's not doing it. Darnell's not doing it. We see that Ashley and Philip are.
And I love that. And I'm like, you guys are best friends.
Yes.
Talk to your girl.
Yes.
Give her the game that she needs to sit him down and communicate what her wants and desires are.
Unfortunately, a lot of women don't do that. They play more of that, which I don't know if this is why I have less best friends or what, but I go Alexis's, and at least in this episode, that route. I'm very direct. Like, listen to me. You're not communicating. This is on you. I'm going to say most. That's going to piss some people off. Most women are like, I can't believe that. I'm so sorry. You know what? You're fine. You're strong. You're going to be great. Or F him.
That's not a real friend or a real advice.
No. So here's the thing. I feel like I totally get where you're coming from. You don't hold a Band-Aid. You just say, girl, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm about your business. But what I've realized is that in this last year, I realized that I had two type of friends. I had friends that were very raw and didn't have any, like, couth about telling you something, and I realized that it made it hard to hear what they were really trying to say. Then I had some friends who would completely pacify the situation and give no real constructive advice for moving
feed forward.
I told myself in that when I started to really realize that, I needed to fall somewhere in the middle. I want to always be honest because I don't want to be the thing that holds you back from a truth moment, but I also don't want to try and give you truth in a spiteful way to where you can't receive it. And so what I loved what Alexis did, though, although she was raw, there was a lot of encouragement wrapped
absolutely
into what she said that allowed Darnell to really sit back and be like, will you help me?
Yeah, that's like, exactly, that's the key. That's exactly what I used to have the, this is when I was like younger again, I used to have the no couth, which definitely made people's egos buck big mm-hmm. time. But I call it getting curious to get clear. Once you get curious with the individual, you can help them get clear yeah. by just kind of continuing to, with couth, mm-hmm. deliver that information. Mm-hmm. What do you do now?
I'm very much in the middle.
Oh, good.
I'm very much good. Like, I like to, I always say there has to be a little bit of sugar before the vinegar. it helps it go down a lot better. So I try to give you something positive before I go in there and rip your neck up.
I do a straight shot of vinegar dipped in sugar on the rim.
That's yeah, I like that. Okay.
We definitely got to see a lot more depth this yeah. episode, which I believe gave for a lot better of a panel discussion this week.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots to talk about.
Yes, there's a lot of human dynamics that mm-hmm. we saw, a lot of relationship dynamics that we saw, more family. Mm-hmm. And this was a good one. This type of episode would make me want to keep watching more.
Yes. I said the exact same thing when I finished watching last night. I was like, if the whole season was like this and it wasn't all of the like catty drama, I
hair
would be
pulling,
so like, woohoo, this is the best show ever. But I feel like when you can truly see the human side of an individual, that's what allows you to buy into a show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm praying that we get that for the remaining of this season. I don't know. Because yeah. from the previews, guys, it's looking like we're going back to the catty stuff.
Well, we shall see. But speaking of, I know we have one more episode now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some predictions about what we think is coming.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm excited for predictions because I've been trying to not predict this entire time.
Really?
So my prediction, because I'm really excited to get it out there. I think we are going to see Darnell move out. I think we're going to see Hensha start the beginnings of a relationship, and I think we are going to see a proposal. So I want to say this because this is really close to the prediction that I made in episode one about how we were going to see one girl break up, another girl get into a relationship, and a ring. I just want to say how I think I'm going to be
close.
So correct.
Close.
And what's the prize?
After Buzz Crown, we'll make
right?
you something.
That's the pageant girl in me. I'm like, so where's the reward? Where is it at?
We'll get you a sash, Miss After
Thank
Buzz.
Thank you.
Miss Foreshadowing, Clairvoyant.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to see this ring. And I love, love, love the conversation that they have, just that little glimpse, like, so, your roles, did you think about it then? All right, then don't now.
I loved it. Because, I mean,
I love that.
Growing up, I was always taught that the ring should be 3 months of your salary. Mm. And I'm just thinking, for a professional football player,
ooh,
a three-month salary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boo.
Mm-hmm. All about
go
it.
Ahead and do mm-hmm. it.
So, I hear both of y'all saying two rings. Is that what I hear? Ring and ring prediction?
The ring, yes, obviously. I think that he will propose. I don't know if Darnell will fully move out, but I think that they're going to finally have a conversation. At least I hope it gets to that point here.
I'm nervous that the conversation that they need to have won't actually happen.
Yeah, so I want to see if that'll air or something like it.
So your prediction is the conversation will happen. My prediction is that the conversation's not happening and she's moving out.
Moving, right, okay.
All right, let's see. What's my prediction? So I'm going to just predict outside of the show in general that we see now or for next episode, and I'm going to predict that the show is going to be extended. I believe that this episode 6 is not the last one, and that we're going to see anywhere from 3 to 4 more.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wait, 3 to 4 more episodes after this one? Like, they'll extend this season?
Yes, okay. I believe that somehow, some way, there's going to be some sort of an extension, and that we're going to go into a season 2. Oh, I don't like think, oh, right away season
think,
two?
Oh, no. I just think in general, this is when we picked up again.
I definitely think they're going to pick it up again. I think from what I've seen, they've had really good traction, good conversation around the show. I think right now they will have enough material to see what direction they should take the show in. And I'm hoping they decide to just make the show around three women. And kind of narrow down our numbers.
And maybe those other ones out that you don't like. Maybe we'll get after they see this show, maybe we'll get a couple more fiancés and wives involved here.
Yeah, to go with
the... We shall see. So, again, happy Halloween. We are so glad that you joined us this evening. Don't forget, comment to us below. We love to chit-chat with you through the week on our YouTube channel for this lovely show. I will go ahead again and tell you where you can find me. Twitter, Instagram, at Heather Yared, and the lovely Dominica, where can they find you?
You guys can find me everywhere at Dominique P underscore ESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Thanks for watching this week. We will see you for episode 6.
The finale. Next week.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.